The Federal Reserve's decision to reduce interest rates yesterday occurred as President-elect George W. Bush began an economic forum with 36 high-ranking U.S. business executives. They all praised Greenspan's move, but also agreed that more needs to be done to stimulate the nation's economy. For Bush, the answer remains a $1.3 trillion across-the-board tax cut. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Austin.
President-elect Bush described the meeting at a downtown Austin hotel as a chance to listen to representatives from large corporations and small business to get their take on the economy.
A lot of folks in this room have brought some pretty bad news, that their sales are slowing, that they're having to trim back their workforce.
Among those delivering a somber assessment of things was General Electric Chief Executive Jack Welch, who said there was clearly a slowdown in the fourth quarter.
That runs the risk of spreading across from the consumer sector to the rest of the industrial sector. It has been sharp and real, and consumers have felt the pinch and have held back in their spending.
Bush, in praising the Federal Reserve Board's interest rate cut yesterday, called it a bold move, adding that it sends a signal to Congress that it, too, needs to take bold action, a reference to the $1.3 trillion 10-year tax cut that he'll push Congress to enact, and that was a centerpiece of the Bush campaign for the presidency. Many Democrats have criticized Bush's proposed cut as too large, saying it gives too much back to the wealthy and threatens to eat up projected budget surpluses. But Bush insists that it will spur economic growth and help revitalize a sluggish economy. He got no argument from corporate execs he met with yesterday. Nancy Lazar is an economist specializing in international investments.
The good news is certainly the discussion at the meeting today, which is that we will see some tax cuts. And those tax cuts are perfectly timed, and they will certainly help turn the economy around sooner rather than later.
And there was this from Jack Ferris, who heads a national small business organization.
And that's the reason that we are encouraging the president to hold true to the tax cuts discussed in the campaign. When they were told, we thought they sounded good, but now they not only sound good, they're truly needed.
And this from Steve Forbes, a two-time Republican presidential hopeful himself, who scoffed at any suggestion that the Bush tax cut is too large.
Remember, over in the next 10 years, the American economy is going to produce over $100 trillion worth of goods and services, at least over $100 trillion. This is $1.3 trillion. It's small stuff. So if we can get more, get more. And it's good for the economy short term. It's good for the economy long term.
Public interest groups have criticized this economic forum, noting that two-thirds of the participants were major financial contributors to the Bush campaign. They say it raises questions as to whether such donations have bought them access. A Bush campaign spokesman said there was no connection between who got an invite and who made political contributions. When the issue was raised at a press conference yesterday, attended not by Bush, but by a dozen of the meeting's participants, Jerry Parsky, chairman of the Aurora Capital Group, answered this way.
I know that there was a broad cross-section of people that talked about almost every sector of the economy, from the consumer sector to retailing to manufacturing, and I think it's a positive sign for the American people that the president-elect, as one of the first items that he wanted to hear about, was where the economy stood at this point in time.
President Bush has a similar economic meeting scheduled for today. This time he'll hear from 15 representatives of high-tech companies. Don Gagne, NPR News, Austin.